Michigan's primary elections are on Tuesday, and one of the things you'll be looking at is Proposal 1. Basically, it asks voters to approve a tax policy change, but you probably wouldn't figure that out from reading its actual language. I'm Lester Graham, and for Cynthia Canty. On today's Stateside, we'll sort out what Prop 1 is all about before you hit the voting booth. Then later in the hour, the new NPR president, Jarl Mohn, is here. We'll talk with him about what's next for the network. But first, when the economy in Michigan is hurting, you always hear politicians talking about diversifying the economy. And a lot of news articles and news columns talk about the need to be less reliant on auto manufacturing. But when the auto industry is doing better and the economy in Michigan is riding along with it, that talk kind of disappears. Well, not this time. Rick Haglin recently wrote about a report that indicates the auto industry soon might be hitting the brakes. Rick joins us now. He's a freelance journalist and contributor to Bridge Magazine, MLive, and others. Rick, nice to talk to you again.
Good to be with you, Lester.
And also joining us is auto reporter for Michigan Radio, Tracy Samilton. Hi, Tracy.
Hi there.
So this Michigan economic roller coaster might be peaking, according to this report you wrote about, Rick. Who put together the report, and what does it say?
Well, the report was put together by a corporate turnaround and restructuring firm called Alex Partners. They're a very respected firm that was founded by Jay Alex, who was well-known in this area for corporate turnarounds. He was involved in Kmart, many of the ones nationally, and also had some involvement in General Motors bankruptcy. He's no longer active in the firm, but the firm is still going strong and put out quite an interesting report a couple of weeks ago that basically said that, you know, we might be hitting another peak in the auto industry. There were quite a few reasons cited for this. One of them is that they're predicting that interest rates could rise a bit next year, which could slow auto sales. Another one has to do with the fact that more young people appear not to be as interested in purchasing cars these days for whatever reason, whether they're not interested or they can't financially, but their sales have been spotty. And plus, there's a lot of global problems going on, and the auto industry in Michigan is very sensitive to those kinds of things.
Well, let's start with how well is the auto industry doing right now? Tracy, what do the numbers tell us?
They're doing very well. The suppliers are, to the automotive industries are getting a lot of orders. The car companies themselves, if we just look at General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler. Well, let's look at Ford first. Ford's probably going to make a profit of maybe $7 billion this year. General Motors would have made about the same amount of money had it not been for the recall crisis. Chrysler making a little less because it's a smaller company, but their business really is booming right now. And what this report says is don't expect this to be a continuous growth period where we're just going to keep asking for more and more cars. Things are probably going to start slowing down.
Yeah, Rick, your report mentioned certain numbers of vehicles being sold and what we could expect if there is a downturn. What did it show?
Well, I think this year many of the analysts are expecting about 16.3, 16.4 million vehicles to be sold. That's getting close to the record 17 million that were sold about a decade or so ago. And Alex Partners says that that could drop to somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 million by 2019. That's not a huge drop, but any drop of a million or so vehicles is somewhat significant and worrisome.
So, Tracy, if there's a downturn, are the automakers better prepared to weather it?
By far, yeah. The last recession taught them a lot. They faced, you know, the end of their existence. In the case of General Motors and Chrysler, there was a huge amount of downsizing that happened prior to 2008 and certainly after 2008. At this point, the auto companies can probably break even or make a profit when at a rate of only about 10 or 11 million vehicles, and we don't see going back down to that point. So they will continue to make money. It's just that they will make less.
So the auto industry seems like it'll be doing okay, but what about Michigan? How reliant are we still on the auto industry? Rick, has Michigan been able to attract other kinds of industries to work toward diversifying the economy?
Well, that doesn't seem to be a big priority at the moment, and I guess the question is can state government really diversify the economy? What can they do to attract different kinds of industries? One of the criticisms that I hear from economists about Michigan's ability to do that is that we just do not have a very well-educated workforce. So we can't attract a lot of these knowledge-type industries to come to Michigan. Not to say that the auto industry isn't a knowledge industry. It has a lot of knowledge jobs. But we have, one of the lower rates of educational attainment in the country. I think we rank around 36th in terms of the percentage of people who have a bachelor's degree in the state.
Yeah, it's ironic, too, because, we attract people from around the world for our education system. People come here to be educated.
And then leave.
Yeah. And then leave.
I want to get into the politics of this just a little bit. Rick, you mentioned something about the rainy day fund in the state of Michigan. The state government rainy day fund is not nearly as big now as it was prior to the previous recession. And we still haven't done anything about the roads. Could Michigan be facing an even worse time if we have a long-term downturn could happen?
Well, it could. It's interesting. Back in 2000, we had $1.3 billion in the rainy day fund. That was the high point. All of that money got used up in just 3 years. We depleted that fund by the end of 2003, and we went through the whole decade with basically no rainy day fund. One of the things that's a little worrisome right now is we've got less money in the rainy day fund than we had before. I think it's around $500 million. And if you look at the buying power needed to duplicate that $1.3 billion, we'd need $1.8 billion when you take inflation into account. So we're far short of that. Plus, we've enacted a tax system that's more sensitive to the up and downs of the auto industry than it used to be, because we've implemented this 6% corporate income tax. So companies don't pay any tax
The governor and the legislature say, that's going to draw business to us. Have we seen much of that? I know in some studies it indicates that the economy has improved, and it may be because of our tax structure now versus 3 years ago. What are we seeing, and has that helped us diversify the economy any?
Well, the economy obviously has improved, and a lot of that has to do with the improvement in the auto industry. But this new business tax structure is bringing in far less tax revenues than the old structure did, which taxed a variety of things, including payroll and gross receipts. We've got less money in state government to put into initiatives to prepare for the future.
So what I hear you both saying is we're not prepared for a downturn at all. If we get hit again, it's going to be tough.
I think if our tax revenues drop again, it's going to be really tough because there's so many areas that we've disinvested in. We've disinvested in education and in roads, many other things that attract people to live here. So I think it's that cumulative effect of not putting the investment in when we needed to that is going to place us in a vulnerable situation. Now, from my perspective, I do think what the Snyder administration is trying to do in terms of cutting the red tape down, making the state officials say, hey, we're there with you. We'll go to Germany if you German auto parts supplier, want to come here. We will make it easy for you. I think that is a very, very important initiative, and maybe we're starting to see some fruit from that there. We just had Indian auto supplier Mahindra locate in Ann Arbor, and we're seeing some of this happen. So there are things you can do as a state without money, but you know, in the end run, you know, you cannot fix the roads without money.
Sounds like the only thing I'm hearing here that sounds really good is the automakers won't go bankrupt again if we have a downturn. That's the only good news I'm pulling out of this.
I think there's more than that, Lester, in terms of the changes in the auto industry. There really is a big opportunity for us if we can use our money wisely to make Michigan stronger in terms of the auto industry. You know, I just feel like it's a lot easier to make what you have more effective than try and go out and do something new. We have a strong industry right now that needs to build more fuel-efficient cars, that needs to build connected vehicles in the future, and there are huge opportunities there. There's a report that recently came out and said, if we do the right things, there could be another 100,000 jobs coming to Michigan, but it's if we do the right things part that's the hard part.
That's auto reporter for Michigan Radio, Tracy Samilton. Also joining us on the line was Rick Haglin. He's a freelance journalist and contributor to Bridge Magazine, MLive, and others. Nice to talk to both of you.
It was great to be here.
Good to talk to you, too.